Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Unemployment benefits for the record number of Americans who've been out of work for more than 6 months are set to expire tomorrow. If lawmakers fail to act, nearly 2 million Americans will stop receiving their average weekly check of $302 by the end of December. Republicans and a few Democrats say the benefits need to be paid for with cuts to the budget. But according to the Congressional Budget Office and the Labor Department and economists, jobless benefits pay for themselves because the unemployed have no money, so they spend what they get. In fact, the CBO and the Labor Department say every dollar spent on unemployment benefits generates almost two in the economy. So what's going on? Gail Chadwick covers Congress for the Christian Science Monitor. Gail, where do we stand right now? There was new legislation drafted last night.
There's a lot of last-minute pressure. Democrats, 27 of them, signed a letter asking their leaders to extend benefits by a full year, at a cost of about $56, $57 billion. And that's really put some pressure on the leadership to make this a priority. You know, the Congress has already moved on a doc fix, that is the drop in payments to doctors who treat Medicare patients. That cleared yesterday. So this is a matter of putting the unemployed on a par with doctors.
Well, the Senate Finance Chair Max Baucus also drafted legislation last night that would extend these benefits just through the end of the year. And as he said, you know, we need the economic stimulus through the Christmas holiday spending. You know, it's when you look at the number of economists pushing for this, AP economics writer Paul Wiseman quotes three or four analysts like Diane Swonk, chief economist of Mesirow Financial, all saying unemployment benefits boost the economy. Without them, up to a million more people will lose jobs. Hundreds of thousands of middle-class Americans, the CBO says it's largely middle-class Americans who are using these benefits, will drop into poverty. Isn't this a dangerous game of chicken for the Republicans and the handful of Democrats like Ben Nelson of Nebraska to play?
Well, it is certainly dangerous, but the dangers that they're feeling are the dangers from voters who sent a pretty clear message, they think, in the last election, that deficits are just way out of control and they're too high. Even Susan Collins, a senator from Maine who broke ranks with Republicans the last time this came up, said, look, unemployment is beginning to go down a bit. We simply cannot afford to add to the deficit, you know, tens of billions of dollars without paying for it. So the push on this issue and, frankly, on everything right now is what do you cut? What do you cut? If you think something's important, what do you cut?
Well, we understand conservatives are also arguing that unemployment benefits discourage people from going out and looking for work. It becomes a crutch. We've talked about that. But is there also a quid pro quo going on? You know, we also know that there's some thinking of coupling the extension of the jobless benefits with the extension of the tax cuts, the Bush-era tax cuts, to the very rich. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. This is a lame duck session has a logic all of its own, which is we have days, weeks, hours to finish out this session. What can we possibly move? And you save the things that are important to pair with the things you think might not otherwise move. Right now, the 500-pound gorilla is the tax extensions. Everyone wants to move the tax extensions for the middle class. The question is, what happens with the wealthier taxpayers? Do we cut it off at $250,000, which is what the president has said? Do we move it up to $1 million, which is what Chuck Schumer, the new policy leader for the House Senate Democrats, says? Do we do what Dick Durbin suggests, extend it for everybody, but include the extension for the unemployed? So you're giving the wealthy a tax break, in effect, for another year, but you're also supporting those that are out of work. So it's all balancing.
Well, just to ask you a quick question, Gail, doesn't that put Republicans in the position of saying, we couldn't afford to extend the jobless benefits for the poor or the middle class, but we can afford to extend the tax cuts for the rich?
Oh, yeah. That's right. That is the calculation, which is why I'm convinced in the end this will be part of some kind of final package. But I think the Republicans are in a different position today than they were on November 1st. they are convinced that they have a mandate on cutting spending, and if they don't do it, and if they don't go after the deficit, find pay-fors for everything, which is actually the Democrats campaigned on that as well, then they're going to face a very strong voter backlash in 2 years, just like they did this year. What's in their minds is November 2nd. That's the top priority.
Yeah. Gail Chadwick covers Congress for the Christian Science Monitor. So it sounds as if you're saying that a lot of President Obama's core backers want the Democrats to do as Chuck Schumer asks and decouple the tax cuts, raising the wealthy category to, say, $1 million to force the Republicans to vote on keeping cuts for millionaires. But it sounds like Gail is telling us actually, Congress is going in the opposite direction, tying the tax cuts to unemployment benefits. Gail, thanks so much.
You're welcome.